Blog Talk Radio.
This beat ain't normal.
Let me call you, no dancer. I said we can call you some more. Yeah, you leave me no choice, so ready to not go up here for your dumb mark. And you had that tight dress on when I saw you last night at the club. Even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you be born? Why did I drink this Tennessee? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me somebody. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, do I know about you? I swear to God, you can come out too. Oh, you can come out too. Something I've been watching, I might just drunk or something. But I'm loving like a monkey, a junkie for your loving. I must be high or something, but now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me somebody. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come out too. You can come out too.
If I did not do that. I can't take this curse no more. I can't take what's life anymore. What's trying for me? Playing with you. Baby, you're done for me. I'm through. Baby, you're a sufferer, soldier, killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me close, but we still apart. Isn't easy with me. Think it just to loosen myself up from what I kinda shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I dream this Tennessee? Yeah.
And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me somebody. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come back too. Oh, you can come back too.
Big touch and I love.
Shalom and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods, peace to the gods, man. Hello, world. How are you guys today? Hope wonderful, magnificent, and great. Today is Help Tuesday, and you know, as of today, we come to you guys with bringing you some differences when it comes to your health. And today we're going to just jump right into it. It's been kind of a busy time for me and Kalam, and we've been just doing so many different positive things. So for all of our listeners, yeah, man, we've been missing in action, but nevertheless, we are back here today to give you guys some information on a little bit of health. I wanted to talk today about health because so many of us, we definitely don't know what the difference between health and illness. We don't actually know the definitions of it. So I put something in a private chat for those of us. For those of you guys who are following us in the private chat, put some information in there about health and also illness, because I want people to know the difference. Well, I want people to have an understanding of what illness is. We talk about disease all the time, but, you know, we talk about the disease that most people are being diagnosed with, but do you know that an illness is simply just a disease? It is a disease of bacteria and an infection that has accumulated inside of the body over time and time and time again. So I want us to understand what our bodies are dealing with, okay? All right, let's jump right into it because, man, I have class this morning. So we're going to start off by just jumping into the private chat. And I do see that Kalam has actually put a few other tabs in the private chat. But let's scroll down to sociology. Let's go to etymology of sociology and see what we have. And for those of you guys that are on online and you want to get inside of the private chat, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. And for those of you guys that are on that joins in on calls, if you would like to be placed in the private chat, send us an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and we will definitely add you guys to the private chat. All right. So we have sociology. Sociology, now, the science of social phenomena. 1842 from French, sociology, a hybrid coin. 1830 by French philosopher Isidore Auguste Comte, 1798 through 1857, from Latin associate, see social, Greek derived suffix, logi. And then we'll scroll down. Well, that actually was it for sociology. Okay. Now let's get back into the private chat and go to social. Social, adjective, 1400th century, devoted to or related to home life. 1960s, as living with others, from France, social, 14th century, and directly from Latin, socialist, of companionship, of allies, united, living with others, and of marriage, conjugal, from socius, companion, ally, probably, originally, follower, from Thai, suffix, from, of root, to follow, to compare Old English, Old Norse, sugar, companion, which seems to have been formed on the same notion, related socially. Sense of characterized by friendliness or genotype is from 1660, meaning living or liking to live with others. Companionable, disposed to friendly intercourse, is from 1720, meaning of or pertaining to society as a natural condition of human life. First attest, 1695, in Lucky, sense of pertaining to fashionable society, is from 1873. Social climber is from 1893. Social work is 1890. Social worker, 1886. Social drinking, first attest, 1807. Social studies, as an inclusive term for history, geography, economics, etc., is a test from 1916. Social Security, system of state support for needy citizens, is a test from 1907. The Social Security Act was passed by U.S. Congress in 1935. Social butterfly is from 1867, and figurative reference to splitting. Social contract, 1763, is from translation of Rosia. Social Darwinism, a test from 1887. Social engineering, a test from 1899. Social science is from 1785 in late 19th century. Newspapers, social evil is prostitution. Social network is a test by 1971. Social networking by 1984, social media by 2008, social justice is attached by 1718. I must introduce a parenthetical protest against the abuse of the current term justice is relations between groups of classes, it may slip into meaning a particular assumption as to what these relationships could be. And of course, in a course of action might be supported because it represented the aim of social justice, which from the point of view of justice was not just. The term social justice is in danger of losing its rational content, which should be replaced by a powerful emotional charge. I believe that I have used the term myself. It should never be employed unless the user is prepared to define clearly what social justice means to him and why he thinks it is, why he thinks it just. Okay. And that was social, and then social now, friendly gathering, 1870 from social. It meant a companion, associate. So we're going to get to exactly why the social is a part of the conversation. Let's go back into the private chat and let's go to health, which is the next word. Etymology. Health, noun. Old English, health. Wholeness, a being whole, sound or well. From proto-Germanic, Heldio, from pi, talio, whole, uninjured, or of good man. Source also Old English, hell, whole. Old Norse, heal, healthy. Old English, hangly. Old Norse, helgi, holy. Scarred. Old English, to heal. Proto-Germanic, abstract, noun, suffix of physical health in Middle English, but also prosperity, happiness, welfare, preservation, safety, in abstract noun, to hold, not to heal, meaning a solution in a toast, etc., wishing one welfare or prosperity. Is from 1590s. Health food is from 1848. Now, that was health. We're going to go back into, dive back into the private chat. And we're going to go to illness. Etymology. Illness, noun. Disease, sickness. Illness, malady. 1680 from illness. Earlier it meant bad moral quality. All right. Now, let's dive deeper into it. We're going to go to Wikipedia to see what Wikipedia has to say about health. All right. So, and it says to this, health, according to the World Health Organization, is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. A variety of definitions have been used for different purposes over time. Health can be promoted by encouraging healthful activities such as regular physical exercise, and adequate sleep, and by reducing or avoiding unharmful activities or situations such as smoking or excessive stress. Some factors affecting health are due to individual choices, such as whether to engage in a high-risk behavior, while others are due to structural causes, such as whether the social society is arranged in a way that makes it easier or harder for people to get necessary health care services. Still, other factors are beyond both individual and group choices, such as genetic disorder. All right? So, again, we broke down social to you so that you understand that this is a social thing. When dealing with health, it is a social thing. You have to have that understanding of what you're dealing with when it comes to health. All right? So we definitely want to make sure that, you know, that when dealing with our health, that you learn to be a social, as adequate with social people who are dealing with the same type of motivations that you would like to be dealing with. Because all socialness or dealing with social people or associating yourself with certain people can be detrimental to your health. So you want to take that into consideration. All right? All right, we're going to read a few of this, and it says, in history, we'll go down some, it says, history, the meaning of health has evolved over time. In keeping with the biomedical perspective, early definition of health focused on the theme of the body's ability to function, health was seen as a state of normal function that could be disrupted from time to time by disease. An example of such a definition of health is a state characterized by an anatomic, physiologic, and physiological integrity. Ability to perform personally value family, work, and community roles. Ability to deal with physical, biological, physiology, and social stress. Then, in 1948, in a radical departure from previous definitions, the world Health Organization proposed a definition that aimed higher, linking health to well-being in terms of the physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. Although this definition was welcomed by some as being innovative, it was also criticized for being vague and excessively broad and was not construed as measurable. For a long time, it was set aside as an impractical idea, which with most discussions of health returning to the practicality of the biomedical model. Just as there was a shift from viewing disease as a state to thinking of it as a process, the same shift happened in the definition of health again the WHO played a leading role when it fostered the development of the health promotion movement in the 1980s. This brought in a new conception of health, not as a state, but in dynamic terms of resistance. In other words, as a resource for living. In 1984, WHO revised the definition of health, defined it as the extent to which an individual or group is available to realize aspirations and satisfy needs and to change or cope with the environment. Health is a resource for everyday life, not the objective of living. It is a positive concept emphasizing social and physical and personal resources as well as physical capacity. Thus, health refers to the ability to maintain homeostasis and recover from adverse events. Mental and intellectual, emotional, and social health refer to a person's ability to handle stress, to acquire skills, to maintain relationships, all of which form resources for resiliency and independent living. This opens up many possibilities for health to be taught, strengthened, and learned. Since the late 1970s, the Federal Healthy People Program has been a visible component of the United States' approach to improving population health. In each decade, a new version of Healthy People is issued, featuring updated goals and identifying topic areas and quantifiable objectives for health improvement during the succeeding 10 years, with assessments at that point of progress or lack thereof. Progress has been limited to many objectives, leading to concerns about the effectiveness of health people in shaping outcomes in the context of a decentralized and a coordinated U.S. health system. Healthy People 2020 gives more prominence to health promotion and preventive approaches and substantive focus on the importance of addressing social determinants of health. A new expanded digital interface facilitates use and dissemination rather than bulky printed books as produced in the past. The impact of these changes to healthy people will be determined in the coming year. Systematic activities to prevent or cure health problems and promote good health in humans are undertaken by healthcare providers. Applications with regards to the term healthy, systematic activities prevent or cure health problems and promote good health in humans are undertaken by healthcare providers. Applications with regard to animal health are covered by the veterinarian sciences. The term healthy is also widely used in the context of many types of non-living organisms and their impact for the benefit of humans, such as in the sense of healthy communities, healthy cities, or healthy environment in addition to healthcare interventions and persons surrounding a number of other factors are known to influence the health status of individuals. These are referred to as the determinants of health, which include the individual's background, lifestyle, economic status, social conditions, and spirituality. Studies have shown that high levels of stress can affect human health. And this is so true. You have to think about what was written, even if those who studied the Bible, when Jesus wanted to fast, when he went on a fast 40 days and 40 nights, he went by himself. When Moses decided to talk to God and went up into the mountain, it was a fast that he went on, and he fasted by himself. This is a better, you have a better outcome when you are doing things by yourself than surrounding yourself with people who do not understand or who is not as shall I say, disciplined as yourself. Those type of people will induce the thoughts of, man, I got to have this. I can't live without that. Those people will surround themselves with you because you have that mindset to ignore those type of things. So you, as a person of trying to acquire great health, you have to subtract yourself from those type of people. If you want to be as healthy as possible, you have to eliminate people around you who just do not want to be healthy. Those people are detrimental to your way of thinking. So, in the first decade of the 21st century, the conceptualization of health as an ability opens the door for self-assessment to become the main indicators to judge the performance of efforts aimed at improving human health. It also created the ability for every person to feel healthy, even in the presence of multiple chronic diseases or a terminal condition, and for the re-examination of determinants of health away from the traditional approach that focuses on the reduction of the prevalence of diseases. All right, let's get back into the chat. It's plenty more that you guys can read if you get into the private chat. But we're going to go back into the private chat, and we're going to get to illness, because I want to get to illness. Like, again, this is kind of a short show. And so illness, which pulled up as disease, we're going to go to Wikipedia. And it says, a disease is a particular abnormal condition that negatively affects the structure or function of all of or part of an organism, and that is not immediately due to any external injury. Diseases are often known to be medical conditions that are associated with specific signs and symptoms. A disease may be caused by external factors such as a pathogen or by internal dysfunction. For example, internal dysfunctions of the immune system can produce a variety of different diseases, including various forms of immunodeficiency, hyposensitivity, allergy, and autoimmune disorder. Now, when you think about people who have sinuses, You must take that into consideration of unhealthy diseases. Your body is a tool that works to fight off diseases. So we must understand that even when you are dealing with a disease such as allergies, you are fighting off a disease. That is a disease. And you know, I tell people that all the time. It is a disease that your body is trying to fight off. The stuffy nose, the clogged up chest. You know, you have the biggest fight in America when it comes to diseases. We all suffer from it. We all suffer from it. But so many of us are so blinded by the information. We definitely don't want to go out and study and study and study more. I have to do more research for myself because I try to build a better me for my children. So we must know this type of information. Okay, then let's continue to read. It says, in humans, disease is often used more broadly to refer to any condition that causes pain, dysfunction, distress, social problems, or death to the person afflicted. Example, I lost my children's mom, my fiance. I lost her a couple of years ago. Poor judgment when it comes to eating, you know. And my mom, the same way, lost her to poor eating. We surround ourselves with people who have little to no sense or little to no ability to have sense, that we give all of our attention to all the wrong things. We focus on let's get money, let's go out. You have to focus on your health. Let's go out and get some chicken. Let's go out and, you know, why not cook at the house? I was talking to a buddy of mine. Matter of fact, I talked to my brother as well, and we actually just getting back in touch with each other, and his health was unbelievable. It was like, bro, I haven't seen you in years, and now you're coming in, you're walking with a limp, and these things has to be paid attention to. He doesn't understand the reason why he is having those problems. But, you know, it's definitely a lack of understanding to health. We must get more in tune with our health. My children feel as though I'm just the weirdest father, but that's okay. I thought my grandmama was the weirdest grandmother. But she helped heal me from having seizures. I would be at my mom's house having seizures after seizures after seizures. But you know what my mom would do? She would send me on off to the store. Go get you something to eat, you know, from the store. Your bags of chips, juices, you know, candy. Things that children nowadays eat all the time. And I would, later on that night, I could remember trying to go to sleep, and man, it was an ugly sight. It's an ugly sight, you know, and I would have seizures after seizures after seizures until I moved in with grandma, who grew her own food, who had trees in the yard that burned fruit. You know, we must learn to take in consideration what we are doing to our children. Yes, I fall victim sometimes. I buy sweets and things of that sort. But you know what? I also keep a refrigerator full of herbs. I also keep a refrigerator full of homegrown food, fruits. And I make sure that I mix, blend, and I give it to them as much as I give them sweets. So we can reverse the way that we do things and the way that sickness is created just by understanding life and giving life the full understanding. All right, then it carries on and says, in humans, disease is often used more broadly to refer to any condition that causes pain, dysfunction, distress, social problems, or death to a person afflicted, or similar problems for those in contact with the person. In the broader sense, it sometimes includes injuries, disabilities, disorder, syndrome, infection, isolated symptoms, deviate behaviors, and apical variations of structure and function. While in other contexts and for other purposes, these may be considered distinguishable categories. Diseases can affect people not only physically, but also mentally, as constructing and living with the disease can alter the affected person's perspective of life. Death due to disease is called death by natural causes. There are four main types of diseases: infection diseases, disinfective diseases, hereditary diseases, including both genetic diseases and non-genetic hereditary diseases, and physiological diseases. Diseases can also be classified in other ways, such as communicable versus non-communicable diseases. The deadliest diseases are coronary artery diseases, blood flow obstructions, followed by the lower respiratory infection. In developed countries, the diseases that cause the most sickness overall are neuropsychiatric conditions such as depression and anxiety. The study of diseases is called pathology, which include the study of etiology or causes. All right. Now, that's going to conclude what we have to talk about today, but I just want people to understand that, hey, what you are feeding yourself, what you are feeding your children, has a very outcome of how they will turn out. If you are not feeding them properly, then how do you expect for them to sustain full life as they grow older? You want them to understand the concepts. Like when I give my children any type of herb, I explain to them exactly what this herb does for them. My son will look at the back of the ingredients on the back of a box or bag and break down that everything in this bag could be harmful to their body. So we must practice this. We must have discipline when it comes to building up our health and building up our children. That will conclude the show. I appreciate all our listeners. Shout out to Kalam, man. Hopefully he's back on the show with us the next show. We're going to try to stay in line. We got to bring you guys some more information about certain things, but we can wait till next week. We got Financial Fridays coming up. I'm going to make sure that I have something put together for Financial Fridays. And I want you guys to definitely tune back in with us. And I thank all of my listeners for listening to us. And feel free to interject with me as you listen. All right, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Man, peace to the gods.
Hey. getting higher and higher. It's a fire.